Greetings, Indigenous Earthlings. Here we are again, balancing into another Express Yourself on a practically perfect summer afternoon here in our Roaring Fork Valley. I'm Luke Nessler. All sorts of notable benchmarks happening this week on the arts front in the Lower Valley. Takah has already sold out their fundraising drive-in movie coming up at Crown Mountain Park. There's an art exhibition, which you can actually attend in person at the R2 Gallery in the launch pad. That show will hang until June 26th and is open to as many as 8 viewers at a time, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And a little later on today's show is a conversation with Alyssa Davies, an acrylics painter from Boulder who is featured in the show. And we'll speak with Corey Simpson, executive director of Thunder River Theater, about the new production, which opens virtually tonight. But right now, I am pleased, privileged, and let's face it, obligated to join Kat Rich. She is the educational program coordinator over at Carbondale Arts. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Luke. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. You can't see me, but my Cheshire Cat smile is really big to be here with you today.
Ah, just like the old days, huh?
It is. It is the good old days. How long ago did we start this show?
It's been 10 years.
It has?
Can you believe it?
We're not that old.
Well, you know, suit yourself. You can believe what you want. Right?
Right. Well, it's very exciting to be on the show today. It's been a long, long time. Express Yourself is one of my favorite parts of my Katie and Kay life, and it's a show that I try never to miss, so it's really nice to be back.
Well, we're talking because you have some things going on over at Carbondale Arts that people need to know about, so lay it on me, sister.
Laying it on you, brother. Kind of ponying off of what you were just saying, it's so exciting to hear that there are indeed things to do right now, and the arts are definitely alive and well here in Carbondale, and boy, that sure makes us very happy over there at Carbondale Arts. Obviously, the Rosie Bell Mobile Maker Bus is a little out of commission right now because of social distancing. As much as she is loved, it is very hard for her to accommodate anyone more than about a foot away. So for now, Rosie Bell is going to have a nice long rest, which is well-earned. But we are still out there, and Carbondale Arts is still here, and we are committed to connecting our youth with the creative community and opportunities to get outside with their families and experience all the great things that our little town has to offer while enjoying the opportunities to make some things. And like many other organizations, we have had to sort of reinvent things this summer to accommodate all of the many, many changes with COVID-19 and social distancing. But we are lucky because we have creative people and wonderful teachers and people that really are committed to offering programming for our kids to get out. And some of our programming will be virtual, and that is set up through our partners with Basalt Library and the Carbondale Regional Library. And we will also be offering a variety of different interactive creative endeavors.
And like what? So, tell me more.
Well, a lot of it, like I said, is centered around getting kids outside with their families and their friends in smaller groups and utilize all the great things that we have to offer. And most of those will be offered in short prompts through our social media pages and our Carbondale Arts website. And we have a wonderful list of things. We are going to be offering drawing adventures, which will send kids out and about to find things to draw, or we might offer a prompt for them to draw their favorite house or their favorite garden, something like that. Another project we have is creating hearts for local heroes, and Pam Rosenthal is going to create a little activity where children will create hearts and then choose a local hero to give that to. Our dear, beloved DJ, Drea Marsh, will be offering some virtual story hours and some opportunities to create yard art in the spirit of Andy Goldsworthy.
Oh.
So those will be found natural objects and, you know, designed to sort of be there for a little while and then drift away, which is very exciting. But one of the things that we are really excited about is Mountain Fair Weekend, provided that everything goes smoothly. We will be offering a scavenger hunt for the kids. And that will send them out and about to various locations throughout town. And there will be 60 art kits that will be hidden.
Ooh, 60.
And,
that's a lot.
You know, whatever kiddo is lucky enough to find that will walk away with a brand new drawing kit that will they will be able to use at their leisure. So that's a very exciting thing that we're offering. We will also be offering a photo challenge that Nanette Weinhold will be helping us to orchestrate, basically called My Photo, My Town, which is offering kids opportunities to go out and about and look at interesting things in their town and send pictures back with us that we can post. So that is another opportunity to get kids out. One that I'm really excited about is a farmer's market adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And that will invite our kids to go out and experience our local farmer's market, learn about shopping locally, eating local produce, gardening, sustainability, etc. And the end of that, there will be hopefully some yummy cooking project that those kids have made. So those are some of the things that we have cooked up here at Carbondale Arts with our amazing Rosie Bell staff. We have some wonderful teachers that have been amazingly patient and really flexible in adapting the way that we offer our programs, because it's a tricky situation right now to be able to offer arts in environments where you can't really get up close to each other. But our main priority is to keep our kids engaged while keeping our community safe.
Now, when you say kids, Kat, what ages are you talking about?
Well, most of our activities will service kids ages 5 to 90.
Okay.
generally, our main ages are elementary age and what we call the tweens. So a lot of those programs will be offered through the Basalt Library, the Carbondale Library, and through some other partnering organizations. We're hoping in August that we'll be able to partner back up with the Rec Center and offer some programs with them as well. So it's a little bit of a bumpy roadmap, but we think it's a pretty exciting one.
Well, certainly a lot of options, and I know a lot of parents in town and around town have depended for years on some of your summer offerings for the kids. So it's good to see that you're making an effort to keep that going.
Yes, well, it's, you know, we love our community, and one of the favorite parts of my job is being able to see these kids out and about and being inspired and also seeing our creatives who are really, really thrilled to take the Rosie Bell program as an opportunity to share their skills with these youth. And that's one of the best things that we offer. It's something that we've been doing for years and years, and we will continue to offer these kind of programs. And we're so excited to have such a great community that is so supportive of Carbondale Arts and the impact that we really do have with the community, and a lot of that is through our kids. So we all put our heads together and really, really thought about ways that we can still do what we do, and we're really excited about it.
Now, do you want parents to register their kids online for these courses?
Well, a lot of these will be pre-recorded prompts that we'll be putting out on our websites and our social media.
Oh, okay.
So what we'll probably do, most of this will not start until July because we're in the process of getting everything ready for everybody. So I would encourage parents to stay active with our website and our social media pages. Tune in on that, and we will have the information out. But yes, most of these classes will be offered in a way that they are free to the public and set up to work with the very strained and easy schedules of parents this summer and kids who are home. So our mission is to kind of keep it really easy for everybody, but still offer relevant and meaningful programming.
Wow, that sounds great, Kat. Well, before I let you go, can I get a perfect meow from you?
Oh, you absolutely can.
Yay.
Have a little meow.
Nice.
I'm a little scratchy these days, but.
Hey, thanks, Kat. I appreciate you telling us all about what's happening over there.
Well, we certainly appreciate you all over there at the radio station at KDK and helping us stay inspired and connected through all of this strangeness. And we just wish everybody well. Take care of yourselves, and we hope to see you all out there creating. So thank you so much, Luke.
All right, Kat. Ciao, baby.
Ciao, baby.